Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Relieving news on the role we play in getting the good news out to the world. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. Apologist and speaker Greg Kokel showed us how to go on the offensive without being offensive, to use curiosity instead of confrontation, as we talk tactics, a game plan for discussing your Christian convictions. He shared the power of the Columbo method and asking good questions, and explained how he implemented that approach in a recent conversation he had in an airplane.
Yeah, I sat next to a guy named Austin, wonderful, nice guy, 26 years old, and who identified himself as a Buddhist. And we had gotten into a conversation partly because he was talkative, partly because I had a game plan that allowed me to smoothly enter into a very friendly, very relaxed conversation. And he said he's leaning towards Buddhism. You know, he knew that I was a Christian. And I said, okay. I said, can I offer you some advice? And he said, no, go right ahead. I said, when you're looking for a religion, the most important thing, that question you can ask is not what do you like, but what religion is true, and how can I know that? Why would I believe? If you think that Buddhism is true, then you have to answer the question, why do you think Buddhism is true? What are your reasons supporting Buddhism? Now, that was really my second question being employed in a different fashion. I'm offering this young man, who is very open to hearing my point of view about how to figure life out. That's what we were talking about. It wasn't like, here, believe the gospel. I hadn't gotten there yet. I'm doing pre-evangelism now. You want to know how to figure life out? First question, what's really true? And how do you know it? If you think Buddhism is true, then you have to be able to present specific reasons why you think it's true. Now, you know what he did? He took notes. He took notes. He wrote that down. Now, that's not the gospel. No, but do you think that might have a positive or a salutary impact on this young man as he's searching for what's true? I think yes, because I can pretty much guarantee you it's going to be very difficult for anybody to give solid reasons why Buddhism is actually true. Christianity, we can give that. Buddhism doesn't give reasons. It kind of lays it out there, like it or leave it kind of thing. Christianity, we can give reasons. And so that's what we're after in our second question. We're asking, okay, what are the reasons that you came to that conclusion? Sometimes, by the way, considering that this question is charitable because it presumes that they actually thought it through, sometimes you're going to get silence. You're going to get people who say, you know, well, I don't know what my reasons are for that. Can you see the, in a certain sense, the effect it's going to have on somebody that's full of themselves or full of their ideas, and they throw them out at Christians, you know, and there's the wind is in their sails, and they're really ready to roll out over the Christian. And the Christian said, okay, I think I understand that. Now, can you tell me why you believe that?